90.3 WMSC, Michael Stout, Bobby Rio, Mike Stoppe. Put a little extra boom in your box.
Boom in the box. I always love boom in the box.
I prefer junk in the trunk.
Junk in the trunk.
A little badunkadunk.
Badunkadunk. Okay. All right, we've been struggling about doing this bit, but I wanted to bring it up. We're going to talk a little bit about how penis size matters. One of my favorite parts of the Mystery Method show, the last year's version, was the end where he gave a lot of advice. And he was, like, answering letters and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And they close it out with this question, right? And he's like, blank, blank, you know, small penis man in Georgia calls, is looking, you know, is asking Mystery, does penis size matter? And he simply looks up into the camera and he says, yes. And they fade to black. And that was it. The whole show.
Yeah.
No explanation, nothing. So I want to go into a little explanation about it. And it's not to make you guys that don't, you know, and I'm not saying that we all have big penises, because we don't, and I'm not doing this to make people that don't have a big penis or a small penis feel bad. It's just really about those guys that don't realize they have the big penis, and they do. And you're probably dating a girl that doesn't want to tell you, because if she tells you, then you're going to go and realize you have a big penis, instant confidence boost. Because it does happen a lot. Because there's a lot of guys out there that don't realize that they have a big penis. You know, not everyone watches porn. So if you do, you really should.
Well, I think that
you should know it.
Porn might be a bad comparison.
It is.
You see, like,
I cry when I watch porn.
I'm not talking about human. Porn.
Like wiffle ball bats.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but I'm saying if you're watching porn and you're even comparable, respect. You know, you should know. I'm saying if you don't know if you do, you better find out if you do. And especially if you're dating a girl, and you know, and she's not telling you, it might, and you think.
Do you want to know the truth though?
Like,
do you want to know if it's, you know,
do.
Like,
do you want to boost your, you know, think about it. Would your confidence boost if all of a sudden you're like, wow, I have an enormous penis.
Or I have a regular sized one. But what if you're that guy where the girl's like, ah, I've had bigger. Like,
well, Bobby had an answer to that one.
Oh, well, if you're not big, you got to go for Asian girls.
Yeah, I guess.
Or you got to get very good at
other
congolitis.
Things.
Or you have to get another device to help out with the game.
I see. So basically, moral of the story is, if...
Moral of the story is, I don't want to make you feel bad if you don't have a big penis.
Well,
I'm not saying that we have.
This is my take on it, is that, first off, penis size to women is relevant. If you could take a girl whose last boyfriend...
Did you say relevant?
It's relevant.
Oh, relevant to the previous
situation.
Penis.
Because if a girl slept with four guys, and three of them were Asian... And then you were the fourth, then you're probably, if you're not Asian.
Okay,
not that
that's a very optimistic optimistic route. I like it. Okay.
I only say that because my last girlfriend's boyfriend before me was Asian. So
yeah. Oh, big ups. Big ups to Bobby Rio.
But
yeah, we're just saying, know it. If you have one, know it. And if you don't know it, figure it out, because it will boost your confidence. You know, and maybe you're
and
saying,
if you're not big, you know what? Don't sweat it, because truthfully, like... Like I'm saying,
just go out and make a lot of money.
There are, first off, there's girls that
build a bridge.
Don't care. It's more the psychological thing. It's kind of like,
yeah, I agree.
No, I don't agree. Girls care
and
they lie.
You don't think it's psychological?
It's psychological.
It is not. They lie. I don't know. I think you get a different perspective.
Well,
if you have a decent sized penis, you're going to hear it different. The girls are going to give you the real side of the story. They don't want to tell you the truth.
No,
they give you fake numbers.
But at the same time, I know guys. And you know
that have big penises?
No. We both know a guy that was very I guess it was rumored in college that he was small. We used to give him the nickname ND for
okay, you know, yeah, go, yeah, all right.
And I've talked to plenty of girls, you know, there was a couple girls that admitted it, but then there was also a couple girls that were hooked on him, that, you know, were obsessed with him and loved having sex with him.
Yeah,
and,
well, maybe they probably had tiny vaginas.
Sometimes maybe the problem is not large penis or small penis. Maybe it's large vagina.
Yeah, well, it brings me to my next point that I was going to make, is most of these tens and hot and better looking girls are going to tend to need that bigger penis guy.
Maybe.
You know?
Like if you read The Godfather, the book, not the movie, The one woman needed Sonny Corleone because he was the only one. She had to get that reconstructive surgery because she was so big. Sonny Corleone was the only guy that was big enough to satisfy her.
Maybe it's more like an addiction. Once you go big, it's harder to go smaller.
Wait, this book was based, was what the movie was based off of?
There was the book by Mario Puzo, The Godfather. They didn't include this. I don't think they included this in the movie.
Yeah,
but
no,
Sonny Corleone, he sleeps with his sister. Bridesmaid at the wedding, one of the bridesmaids, I forget her name, he sleeps with her, and he's the only guy big enough to satisfy her, so she's obsessed with him for the rest of her life until she winds up getting reconstructive surgery on her vagina to make it smaller.
Wow.
Yeah, that's interesting. I didn't even know that. Very interesting.
Yeah.
You know, and because there's two reasons. You see that girl walking down the street with that guy, and you're like, how is she with him? It's either that he's really slick, he's got, or... he might have a big penis.
I think Mike has a big penis complex with...
Maybe I do. Well, why not be interested in having a big penis? I told you, not that I have one. I don't.
You are Jewish.
Jews don't have big penises.
Not historically speaking, anyway.
No, actually, that is... supposedly, it goes both ways, I hear.
I think in some cases stereotypes are true, but I really think it's just kind of a... luck of the draw kind of deal.
Yeah, I think in general, in any race, it is. There's big penises everywhere.
I think if you're African American, you're probably pretty.
Not true. I heard that's not true. I heard on occasion it will be. It is like that, but on average, it's more like us, more like the regular average.
I don't know. Do you ever change at Bally's or?
No, I don't. I don't work out there.
Yeah. Well, when you go to the gym and it's shower time, it's just. It's a humbling experience.
And you see how confident they are, right? They're just swinging right along. Okay, off that. I'm done
off
with that
topic.
Done with that subject. It's getting gay.
So now the word on the street is you guys are making a new purchase soon.
Yes, we are moving to a little more of a media angle, right? Is that right, Bobby?
Yeah, we're going to be picking up a quality camera.
Some sick daddy pants, MDV, real life, real world type video camera.
Getting into the new media biz, I assume.
If by new media you mean porn, yes.
No, not at all.
HD.
We're actually going to be doing, I know if you've been watching our site, we have a guy, Todd, retardedmovies.com.
Mm-hmm, yeah. What's his online persona?
Slash Falcon.
Yeah, Slash Falcon.
And if you are a member of Facebook, you should join our group. It's the Alpha Male Army. And you can look him up on his site. I don't have it on our site yet, but I will put it up there. That's not up there yet, but.
But yeah, we want to start doing bringing some more media to the site, and
not just your standard pickup. Look, I can talk to a girl and get her number. Come by my seminar.
Do a little bit of funny stuff, a little bit of similar to maybe the Real Sex Take 5 Street interviews.
How great was that show?
Yeah,
show. I'm sorry to go off topic, but whenever that comes on, I mean, some of the stuff's really weird, and you're like, why are these people rubbing spaghetti on each other?
Yeah.
But other times you're like,
that's
wow, this
really, we saw that one the other night. That was gross.
Yeah, they were all like, what were they called?
Splash. Splash Magazine, right? Yeah. Or Splog. Splog Magazine.
Well, I've always said the only happy married people that I've ever seen are the people that are in those kinky real sex videos.
You mean swingers?
Swingers. I think the secret of a happy marriage is swinging. I really believe that.
I don't know. It depends. I think you both need to be very comfortable.
People in the studio agree. They're clapping along, saying yes.
Yes, I think you need to be with someone, and you both need to be comfortable and know that I want to be with this person forever. But I understand it's not natural to only want one person.
No, I'm all for the swinging.
I mean, if they're getting half your stuff anyway, why can't they just share this one thing?
Yeah, might as well. And now, was that on the same channel as that other? It was a Taxi Cab Confession or something.
Yeah, Taxi Cab.
Yes.
Do they make new episodes of the both of those?
I think Real
Sex on number 35. It's going on. It's still on. New episodes.
It's a good show.
Still doing it. And Taxi Cab Confessions, I think is done. I don't think they're doing that anymore.
I think 90% of the men out there broke their masturbating virginity to that show.
That's Real Sex.
Yeah.
It's that on
and
Cinemax,
G-String
right?
Divas.
Wait, Cinemax, right? It's on.
No, it's on HBO.
No, I think it's Cinemax. They used to have that lonely guy, I'm a loser Saturday nights where they played it was really, really almost G-rated pornography where
softcore,
yeah, softcore. Like really softcore, like Yeah, okay, maybe I'm speaking.
Well, I mean, you're talking softcore on Cinemax. You're talking that's the norm, isn't it? Isn't that why they called it Skinemax?
Yeah, Skinemax. Yeah, they used to do it on like
both
Saturday
stations,
night.
Both stations do.
Oh, HBO has something.
Yeah,
similar?
So does Encore. I think Encore has some stuff. And Showtime.
They need to bring that to basic.
They're all
cable.
In the market. I mean, listen, let's face it. That stuff sells.
Sex sells.
And, you know, when it comes Friday, Saturday night at 2 a.m, that's probably what people are looking to see.
Yeah, man. Okay. Me and Mike are taking it a step further because we know sex sells. Some guys videotape their pickups. We're videotaping our closes.
No, he's kidding. Well, he's not kidding, but nothing that we'll put on the site.
Yeah, that'll be for our coming soon members only section.
Yeah, no, that's the personal archives, you know, come to our house section.
That'll be in the newsletter.
The newsletter. Yeah, that's actually a new feature of the newsletter. Oh, by the way, yeah, that's a new thing. We do have a newsletter now.
Yes, yes. Yeah,
and with the newsletter, you get my free ebook. That it's a relationship report. I called it the boyfriend experience. It's really just kind of like a little guide about playing a little hot and cold when you're in a long-term relationship, with a special mention of my G-spot technique.
Yeah, the newsletter's something that I'm pretty psyched about because it's really given me a chance to post or get across a lot of things that aren't really right for the site, i.e. our sponsors will be upset. Stuff that we don't want girls we're dating to come across.
Yeah, so maybe a little more personal story. It's stuff. Have less likely of being indexed in Google.
Exactly. It's not fun when you're a Google click away from some girl.
Although,
you're
I was
dating.
Thinking, you know what's going to happen? Everyone's just going to start posting our newsletter on their blog.
True, but...
just like, well, we can, yeah.
But it's a little different.
Do us a favor, try not to do the yeah. that guy.
Yeah, when I send out pictures...
You
want
to summarize it, okay, get them to sign up, but... Try not to dish us out on the internet if we're going to be a little cool and maybe send you some cool stuff.
Yeah, you guys that you guys already know I was caught once by that the story. I wrote it a little while ago. That Indian girl who found my MySpace profile with my Dominican Republic pictures from my trip 2 years ago, which I will be sending out. I don't know. I didn't learn from my last mistake, but I will be sending out the Dominican Republic pictures in an upcoming newsletter. Well, the ones that she found. A girl I was dating found these, so keep that in mind when you open up the newsletter and picture her response of finding these pictures of a guy you're dating.
Yeah, well, this guy uses his Bobby Rio email in Match.com, right? That's what happened?
Yeah.
She eventually got it. And you got to figure that. Even with jobs, they're always searching your email.
Yeah,
They're going to Google you to death.
It was a... funny, yet, you know, it was almost worth it happening just for the story of telling people it. You know, like, it stunk losing it because I actually never even got to close the deal with her, and I really wanted to because she had such nice, she had a nice body.
Features.
I don't know what features are allowed to be talked about online.
Someone's just talking about great features.
She had great features, and I definitely wanted to close the deal with her, but... Like I said, it was worth the story. I published the email she sent me after she came across the pictures on the site. And,
yeah, well, that's a great... Yeah, let's see. What else are you going to do? You know,
at this point, I lost.
Make a great post out of it.
Yeah. But yeah, so the newsletter is something that we're definitely psyched about. We're definitely psyched about the upcoming purchase of our camera. We're going to be putting out some good videos.
That's right, Daddy Pants camera. We're talking shoulder cam.
Yeah, it's going
to
be quality.
We're going to try to do some wireless mic action, so it'll be... Probably pretty good stuff.
We're actually going to start videotaping this radio show. This one's going to be done. We've been doing it the last 2 weeks.
This will be the first one. We're going to just throw this on.
This is going to be done with like a lower quality camera.
Of course, we're using just a regular DV cam right now.
Yeah, you know, we're just testing stuff out.
Peace out, props.
Where we could film from.
And once this does get regularly filmed, we're going to have to get some girls in the studio because I know you guys don't want to just look at me and Mike the whole time.
No, of course not. Not especially not. I'm just sitting here doing this.
We should just do the show with girls on our laps.
Yeah, you know, we could figure it out. I can always
That'd make for an interesting day. As long as
I have a few girls that wanted to come on anyway that we can do it with. And as long as we don't go crazy like that other guy here, right? What happened to him?
He's done. He's done. I think he's off in like internet land doing something now.
He's expelled out of this school.
Yeah, they tossed him to the curb.
Yeah, well, what do you get? What do you expect?
Yeah, yeah. So just I'd like to remind everyone that you're listening to 90.3 WMSC. We're going to be here for another 10 minutes or so. We're going to play a quick song. And if you guys want to give Bobby Rio or Mike Stout a call, you can give us a ring, 973-655-4256. Coming up next, we have Vampire Weekend with A-Punk. 90.3 WMSC, Montclair State's Underground Radio. Bobby Rio, Michael Stout, putting booms in your boxes for the next 7 minutes, and then it's World of Waltcraft, playing the latest and greatest in acid jazz, acid reggae.
Wait.
Yes?
You swore you'd stop calling that as soon as he played Blind Guardian, and he did that show.
Oh, my bad. I take it back. He'll be playing awesome, like, metal that you'll want to kill dragons to.
Kill dragons. Yeah,
you dragon will want to slayer. Puff, slay dragons.
Puff the magic dragon.
Yes. So,
It's been brought to my attention on break. And I made
Oh, wait, 1 second. His mic was off.
It's been brought to my attention on break that I made some generalizations in our last bit about penis sizes in relation to race and ethnicity, and that was just for the sake of the
stereotypes.
The bit. I was stereotyping.
We're all just stereotyping.
Not all African Americans have big penises. Not all Asian men have small penises.
And not all Jewish guys have small penises either.
And
but mine's not.
But not, you know, I got to, not me.
Not me. All right, but we wanted to say goodbye.
Not all Irish men or
alcoholics.
I don't know about that. That's a stereotype.
They're all just
that
stereotypes.
Yeah,
not all
yeah.
Jewish people are cheap.
No. They do like material things, though.
Yeah.
They have large noses sometimes.
Sometimes. I don't, though.
No.
Yeah. Neither do I. Walter's neither do Jewish. I. Everyone thinks that I'm more Irish. And you have light eyes? No. I have light eyes, too. They're like, oh, you're Irish. Yeah.
I can see how.
He's also
good one.
Yeah.
Oh, you're Puerto Rican.
Oh, uh-oh.
We won't even talk about those stereotypes.
So you must dance in the blizzard of the Warcraft, right?
He dances.
Because, you know, like, I know a lot of Puerto Rican people are good dancers, right?
Yeah, and they love parades in New York City, I hear.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have, like, a breakdancing finishing move on World of Warcraft?
No. So, does anyone have anything for, like, are we looking forward to something next week? We got some interviews coming in?
We're looking forward to another show.
Hopefully, we've made the... I guess request to Ross Jeffries to clear the air with us.
Yeah,
we've had a little bit of a riff.
What about Michal? Are you going to give him another shot?
No, Michal's done.
Michal's done.
I gave him two
done.
Shots. He sent me an email saying, come on.
Take
I
your, spink, your pink
you know
spikes.
What? Yeah, I'm not interested in doing an interview with
him
anymore.
Porky pink hairdo.
Ross Jeffries, we've offered him the opportunity. We're not sure what the exact date will be. Next week is the proposed date. He did agree to do an interview with us in regards to the recent... I guess it's been a bit of bickering between me, him,
yeah,
Mike,
we're not
and
even, we're not sure what kind of show it's going to be. It could be good, could be bad, could it be a whole new Dr. Phil.
Yeah, exactly. So. We got actually a lot of guests coming up in the next couple of weeks. We got Stephen Nash, Sin from The Mystery, or actually was previously from The Mystery Method.
Right, but not the Sin that's in
not
the
Sin
book,
that's
the
in the book, the game, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, big, we got some good shows coming
Sin
up.
Sin Conception.
And guys, I know you guys, a lot of you guys listen to this, you know, in the podcast versions, but I suggest listening to it live because...
Yeah, 90.3, because I was driving around, you can hear this everywhere.
Or even live online. You can listen to it live online.
Yeah, what is it online, Mike?
www.wmscradio.com.
Because there's nothing like hearing something live.
Yeah, and then you can even call in if it's live.
Yeah, call in.
It's a very small delay, if any, so...
Yeah, call in. We'll answer some of your questions.
You know, interact with the show.
And especially if you go to Montclair State.
Yeah, and you're
a cute girl, you should definitely come down to the studio.
Yeah, you should
sit
come
on
down
our laps,
and sit on my lap during the show.
Yeah.
Free rides. Looking's for show. Looking's for free, but touching's going to cost.
All right, I think we're going to get out of here.
All right, we're out. So thank you very much, and we'll be back again. We're going to try to also broadcast this video. We made a nice video this one where we were joking around a lot. And we've never made a video like this, so we made a lot of stupid...
Yeah, I didn't know
we were
being filmed.
We were having fun.
So,
Bobby didn't know we were being filmed, so he was kind of sitting there like a lush, but
it
whatever.
Happens.
It happens. Just the beginning. Next show, he's going to be dressed like a Mexican cha-cha dancer.
I'm going to come in here all peacocked out.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
He's actually going to have the feather in his butt, you know, just like they come out like a fan.
That's some peacocking right there.
Peacocking.
As always, you guys have been listening to 90.3 WMSC. This has been Bobby Rio and Michael Stout. Tune in next week from 7 to 9 or so. Stopping at the boys who maketh the noise. Bobby Rio, Michael Stout. We'll put some boom in your box.
TSB Magazine.
That's how we do.